Hello. I welcome you once again to our program, Everyday English. In this lesson, we continue with the discussion of two areas of the grammar and usage of the noun.
At the end of yesterday's program, you mentioned the fact that mass nouns can be experienced as single, separate, and divisible entities. And you were going to say something about how this phenomenon is expressed in the grammar of English.
Yes, I quite remember that. But I did not illustrate my point.
No. And before then, you had discussed irregular plurals like crises and phenomena.
I have more to say about those nouns too. But let's begin by looking at non-count nouns and the devices for making them plural. Let's consider nouns like advice and information. These are non-count.
That's clear. We do not say I gave him advices or informations.
But we may want to express the notion separate instances of advice, separate occasions when information was given. The expressions a piece of and pieces of come in handy in such situations. For example,
tell your cousin Akosua it is in her own interest to listen to trusted friends sometimes. Let me give her a piece of advice. It is better to listen than not to listen at all.
She has had occasions to hear several pieces of advice like yours.
We normally say, let me give you advice. Advice here is non-count. It is preceded by the zero article. Advice as an entity is viewed as a mass, inseparable and not divisible. But both Kofi and Adjo choose to view this idea as separate and divisible, or separate and divisible happenings, which can be enumerated. So Kofi says,
let me give her a piece of advice.
The expression a piece is a singular noun, and it means a small bit of something. That thing is advice, which is not countable. But the expression a piece enables one to present the idea as a countable one. It can be pluralized.
He has had occasions to hear several pieces of advice like yours.
Piece of advice. One piece of advice for her.
Two pieces of advice. I listed six pieces of advice from friends.
Non-count nouns like information and furniture may be experienced in a similar way by the employment of the expression a piece of placed before the noun. Instead of furnitures, informations, equipments, baggages, none of which is an acceptable expression, we can say
a piece of furniture, several pieces of furniture.
We have already furnished the BNI with several pieces of useful information.
Only one piece of baggage has arrived, but more pieces of baggage are expected.
In addition to a piece of, there exist other pluralizing expressions which function like a piece of. For example, although we do not say there is a bread or there are breads for you, we say
here is a loaf of bread. Indeed, there are several loaves of bread in the cupboard.
A slice of bread, slices of bread, many slices of bread.
And of course, a piece of bread, pieces of bread. What about soap? Soap is non-count.
We do not say two soaps, but we can say a cake of soap. A cake of soap, cakes of soap.
We can also say a piece of soap, can't we?
Yes.
And a pool of blood. Pools of blood.
The quantity of blood may be much smaller than a pool.
In which case, we may talk of a speck of blood.
The detective found only a speck of blood on the floor.
But he was later shocked to find not just a speck, but pools of blood at the scene of the murder.
Let us now go back to the irregular plurals. We mention only a couple.
Basis, spelt B-A-S-I-S, basis.
The singular noun basis has several meanings, and it occurs in sentences like this one.
She was elected on the basis of her interest in rural communities.
We need a stronger basis than that.
The plural of basis is bases. Bases. And it is spelled
B-A-S-E-S.
As in?
They haven't been able to provide good bases for their argument.
The noun basis, whose plural is bases, should be distinguished from the noun base, spelled
B-A-S-E,
which refers to a number of things, including lowest part of something, as in
the base of the bookshelf.
It is also used metaphorically to mean support, as in
the country's economy has a weak agricultural base.
His social policies have a broad popular base.
In all these examples, the noun base is a singular count noun. Its plural is bases, also spelled
B-A-S-E-S.
But its pronunciation is bases, which is different from bases, the plural of bases. Thank you for your attention, listeners. That's all for now. Please tune in next time. Goodbye.